This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, we saw a trade go down yesterday. I'm like, huh, what? Got the 49ers picking up a wide receiver, Sky Moore, from the Chiefs. I'm looking at all the money that Brock Purdy is making. I'm looking at all the guys and the veterans that they've let go. I'm looking at guys that have been traded, and I'm saying, what the heck can we expect out of the 49ers this year? Seemed that they were just at the top of the game every year, competing for a Super Bowl, and now it looks and feels like a little bit of a reset. To talk about what we've seen, what we can expect going forward, joining us right now is the co-host of the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game in the Bay Area. What's going on, my main man, Joe Shasky? Joe, how are you, man?
Doing good with that Jay-Z track that you came in with. I got to say, Pimp C, one of the most underrated all time. I'm dead serious on this. Well, I love it. I was feeling the vibes.
Well, you know, when you come on, we got to play Big Pimpin' for you. Of course,
Of course. Oh, man. The Niners, dude. It's so funny. All right. So you know how these teams do these slogans nowadays, these like hashtags before a season starts?
Yeah, what is
it? No, I'm serious. For like, for example, West for six was the big one for the Niners. They've won 5 Super Bowls, and, you know, they got each close, and we're going to do Quest for six. The faithful, the Giants, for example, did Inside It's Magic. That was the Pac-Bell Stadium kind of slogan. Yeah. Well, right now, if there was a hashtag, it would be about the 2025 Niners. We'll see.
Oh,
like,
wow.
As in, we have no idea what to expect from them.
Yeah, it's kind of bad, especially. So if we got to just think about the wide receivers, I'm going down the list here. Just bear with me, Joe. Ricky Pearsall got shot last year. God bless him. He came back. Deebo Samuel, he's now in Washington. Brandon Ayuk ripped his knee up to shreds. Juwan Jennings said, hey, I was here last year. I did good. Now pay me. You got Demarcus Robinson. They pick him up, and he got suspended for his old DUI. And now they got to get Sky Moore, who didn't even play last year, for the Kansas City Chiefs. Did I miss anything on the offense?
I mean, other than the fact that George Kittle's still there and CMC's a giant unknown, when it comes to the passing game, like, they're always going to be a run-first team. That's how Kyle Shanahan plays football. They do a lot of play action. Why did they struggle last year in the passing game in general? Well, they didn't have leads. They couldn't take the air out of the ball via the running game, and they couldn't get under center and run the play action and be able to gash teams down the field. And, you know, Deebo Samuel obviously got traded. He's gone. Juwan Jennings has not practiced really at all this entire offseason. There is a combination of things happening with him. He had a monster year last year. The calf is a legitimate injury, plus he's holding out. So I'm really frustrated after all the holdouts year after year after year with this team. Bosa, Trent Williams, Ayuk last year. None of those guys have had good years coming out of a holdout. So I would fade him if you're talking about fantasy or just how you feel about him going forward. Ricky Pearsall's looked good. He's looked good in camp. I think he's going to struggle against certain press guys right now because he needs to work on his upper body. But he's a nice little route runner. But outside of that, it's an unknown. Sky Moore,
who knows?
Sky Moore can get on the field for Andy Reid, and now I'm supposed to believe without Patrick Mahomes he'll be better? I have a hard time buying that. So it feels like run game. Hopefully they can check down to CMC, hit George Kittle on some deep gashers, and then pray. that's what it feels like.
Joe Shasky is joining us, co-host in the mornings, 95.7 The Game in the Bay Area. Brock Purdy got paid. They had to cut a lot of guys to get him this check. He's getting about $53 million a year now. With all the injuries, and I'm not saying you make that much money, there are no mulligans. Are people going to give him a break, or are people going to look at him even more and just go, bruh, we'll do something, do something?
When you are the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, it is like being the best player on the Lakers. It's like being the best player on the Yankees. There's just an incumbent pressure no matter how much you're getting paid. Now, that being said, when you're making $700,000 or $800,000 relative at the position compared to all these guys making $50, $60, $70 million a year, we give a guy a pass. And last year, I don't think he had a great year. I didn't think it was as awful as maybe the numbers might suggest, but they need this guy to play better this year, specifically in the fourth quarter. He's never going to be a guy that, hey, get on my back. I'm going to run for 70 yards. I'm going to throw for 325. We're going to go five wide. I'm going to call it at the line like I'm Peyton Manning. That's just not his game. But he's a winner, and the guy will win you a lot of games. And I'm very interested to see if Christian McCaffrey is just some semblance of healthy. I think that changes the offense. It's not just about the running game. It's the check down stuff. To be able to throw a three-yard pass to CMC against the linebacker, have him miss a tackle or two, and turn three into six, turn three into eight, break one, and go 25 yards. McCaffrey literally scored 25 touchdowns in 1 year for them. Yeah. 25 in a single year. So not having him was a huge blow. They had 40 combined touchdowns from Ayuk, Debo, and CMC in 2023. Last year, that number was down to three.
Yeah, well, we saw how that offense suffered, and now you got Brock Purdy. Yeah, man, they had to cut a lot of guys to get him that cash. And Dre Greenlaw gone, Leonard Floyd gone, Hufanga gone. He's with the Broncos now. Charvarius Ward is gone. You got Debo. We talked about him. Being traded. And a lot of the guys I just mentioned were on the defensive side of the ball. They've gotten younger. Is there more stability in the defense now, or at least with these young guys and Saleh back? What are your thoughts there, Joe?
Yeah, I think the biggest acquisition of the offseason for the entire Niner team was Robert Saleh. I mean, they needed a guy that can figure things out on that side of the ball. They got a lot of young players. Quite frankly, the only guy you're going to miss on that side, Leonard Floyd stunk. I mean, he did. Charvarius Ward went through some traumatic family stuff. I don't need to regurgitate it, but he never wanted to come back to California after what happened. I understand it. It's okay. He was a really good player. I loved him. I thought he was a stand-up, classy dude. I wish him nothing but the best. Greenlaw, one of my faves, can't stay healthy.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW. birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know, he just can't stay healthy. And I think he wanted to be the middle linebacker of his own team. I'm going to miss him, but he played a quarter and a half for the Niners last year. Quarter and a half. Yeah. He hasn't been the same, obviously, since injuring the calf late in December of 2023. He got, you know, popped the Achilles in the Super Bowl. He was the best player on the field for a quarter and a half until he got injured. Hufanga is a solid player. I wish him well. They've got a couple of young safeties that I really like, Malik Mustafa and Marquis Siegel. But I'm telling you right now, like, the number one acquisition for this team, they got a lot of young guys that are unknown. It's Robert Saleh. He knows what he's doing. They were a nightmare on defense last year, specifically on third down. Devondre Campbell stunk, and teams just picked on him the whole year long.
When you think about the line, we got a Georgia Bulldog that y'all done picked up. Mikael Williams, is he good, healthy, ready to go? What's the deal with him?
Well, he was looking really good in practice. I showed up to the joint practice against the Denver Broncos down in Santa Clara. We're all on the side of the offense. There's two fields side by side. All of a sudden, boom, he goes down. Non-contact injury. I guess he hyperextended his knee. We haven't seen him since. It's been a couple weeks. So I don't know. I don't know where he's at. But the early reports from camp was that he looked really good on the inside. He was a little suspect on the outside. But it sounded like the kid at 20 years old looked like he was going to be a player. Now, again, it's practice. Let's see in the game. Here's the guy who looks like the best player on the field right now for the Niners on both ends. It's Nick Bosa. Nick Bosa's been dominating camp, knocking Trent Williams onto his butt a couple of times over the last week and a half. That is, their defense will come and go as Fred Warner and Nick Bosa play.
We wait to see what happens. They won six games last year. What's the best case scenario here? What's the worst case scenario for these 49ers this upcoming season?
Well, they're already decimated with injuries. I mean, they got cluster injuries at receiver, defensive line, secondary. I think the best case scenario is CMC comes back and plays 15 or more games and looks like some version of CMC, and they could win 10, 11, maybe possibly even 12 games. What happens with Stafford and the Rams? I want to know. I saw Jimmy Garoppolo firsthand. He's not the same player since hurting his shoulder and his knee. He's gun shy. I don't think if he's playing for them more than 10 games, they're cooked. The Rams are cooked, as much as I love their roster. Seattle, I don't know about them. The worst case for the Niners is that the quarterback goes down again. He played 15 games last year. He was 6-9 when he was there, and he was running for his life, and he didn't have a lot of guys to throw to because of all the injuries. I worry that he's going to go down and get hurt again, because that is what has done in Kyle Shanahan every losing year they've had. The quarterback gets hurt or the quarterback underperforms. And I worry about this offensive line in front of them. They've got a guard who's never played in the NFL, this kid Connor Colby. They've got another young player, Pooney, who hurt himself on special teams. And they got a right tackle in Colton McKivitz, who's meh. I mean, they are really thin on that offensive line. And so I worry about the protection for Brock Purdy. He's a small guy.
Yeah. Joe Shasky is here with us, 95.7 The Game, co-host the Morning Roast in the Bay Area. You mentioned Shanahan. I don't have to tell you. He is his name doesn't exactly elicit fond memories here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, why does he get pinned on that? I don't hear anybody ripping Daryl Bevel for why Pete Carroll didn't run the ball with Marshawn Lynch at the one. Everyone blames Pete Carroll. Why does Dan Quinn skate on that? I've never seen a coordinator take more heat for a Super Bowl loss when Dan Quinn was the head coach.
Dan takes the heat here as well. Don't believe the hype.
Okay. Man,
they both feel it. And people don't want to hear about it, but they both feel it here in Atlanta. What are the thoughts about Kyle out in the Bay Area?
I just think we're so restless. You got to understand, like, I was doing the math. I was looking around. You know, there's teams that have never won anything. You know, the Pittsburgh Pirates haven't won anything for so long, but they've never even been close. Like, they haven't won anything. Name me a team in the modern last 30 years or so that has knocked on the door and been the bridesmaid more than San Francisco 49er fans without having a championship. Okay. They have been to seven NFC championship games since 2011. Seven. We've lost three Super Bowls. Okay. I'm not a season ticket holder. I'm a diehard. Like, we have been so close at the altar about to get the ring. And instead we are on this montage of Patrick Mahomes' all time greatest plays as he's waltzing into the Hall of Fame as one of the greatest players of all time, surpassing Joe Montana. You want to talk about twisting the knife? Like, that's what it is. So I think Shanahan, well, he's frustrating. He's kind of stubborn. He's kind of arrogant. I don't think he smiles a lot. And I think he's paying for the sins of 30 years of the Niners not finally cashing one in. It has been so frustrating. And I think he's a really good coach. I think most people think he's a really good coach. You know, not knowing the overtime rules is just, I don't even know what to say. It's just, it's been a roller coaster with him, but the guy does win, and he's done it with a lot of different talent, and he builds great staffs. So let's see what happens this year. You can't have a losing season 2 years in a row, though. Not in this market. People aren't going to put up with it. That doesn't mean they're going to fire him. I wonder where this fan base is at if he starts off 3-5, 3-6. I think we're going to lose our minds again.
Well, Joe, you talked about how he never smiles. Now you know why he's miserable. It does look like he's aged about 20 years in the past five, though.
Well, I mean, dude, I just celebrated today as my 15-year anniversary with my beautiful wife. And let me tell you, I've aged more in the last, 5 years than Kyle has in the last nine. So, look, okay. He's on right now. He's year nine. That would be the third or fourth, if he could finish the year out, all-time longest tenured 49er coach going back to 1946. That's pretty incredible. You know, Bill Walsh was 79-88. You know, like, he's been here a long time. He started this thing from scratch. We love the buildup, but at some point you got to cash in something. So I think he's worn it, and I think the fan base has worn it. I don't know what to make of them this year. They're a huge unknown.
Yeah, we're gonna wait and see, and then we're gonna call you back, Joe. Hey, congratulations, 15 years of marriage, huh, Joe?
Yeah, as I'm watching my son hit hard balls off of a plastic tee set over here. He's 1.5. He's going to break glass in the living room, and I'm going to end up having to sleep on the couch for my anniversary night. How's that sound?
Yeah, don't do Jesus. That. We're going to let you go and get back to the family. Hey, tell everybody where they could follow and listen to you, Joe. Go ahead.
ButcherBoy415, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. And you can listen to us 6 to 10 every single morning, 95.7 The Game on the Odyssey Network or on YouTube. And, dude, keep doing your thing. You're doing a great job.
Oh, Joe, appreciate you. We'll catch you down the line. Hopefully the Niners are doing good, okay? Hopefully.
Yeah, I hope, man. Just the Super Bowl's at Levi's this year, man. We got to make the playoffs. I mean, man, have a good one, bro.
Hold the seat for me. Catch you later, Joe. Bye. Shout outs to Joe Shasky coming through, making time for us on his 15-year anniversary. That's dedication. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, the 49ers are a great unknown. I think they got too many injuries. All things considered, if Matthew Stafford is healthy, the 49ers will be in the same pack with Seattle and I can't even say Arizona. They're the most up and down here and there. Arizona, the Cardinals play football like they're in the backyard with Kyler Murray. I will never believe or trust in them for anything. Sorry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of a team that I don't trust, will never trust, the Dallas Cowboys. Hey, guess what? Jerry Jones, I'm not going to say he put his foot in his mouth again, but he said something else to antagonize the agent of Michael Parsons. And I think this time he might have exaggerated a little too much. We're going to hear what Jerry Jones had to tell Michael Irvin on the other side of the break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.